on the guy that wants the job. It's a debate. Secret Service involved. We had a lot of security 4 years ago with the RNC. So over at Cleveland Clinic, there is a perimeter. I guess inside the perimeter, it's all Secret Service. Outside is what the mayor and the state worries about?
Yeah, basically, you have the federal agencies taking care of the inside the building and the immediate area. And then the perimeter all the way around, you have the Cleveland police, other police, and also you have the 300 members from the Ohio National Guard on standby there also.
The city of Cleveland, none of us want to see what played out May 30th when it comes to riots. Now, I'm not saying that will happen tonight, but that's the concern. That's why they're beefing everything up above and beyond maybe normal, Tim?
Yeah, I think you go back, Bill, and we, a law enforcement security community, are learning lessons from what's going on in Portland, Milwaukee, and other states. And certain states and cities have been very successful in controlling the rioting and the criminal element, and other states and cities have not been successful. And it all comes down to really having strict guidelines, making sure everybody understands what those guidelines are. And then right from the get-go, anybody gets out of hand. Someone picks up the first brick, has a steel bar in their hand, et cetera. They get arrested. They get taken out of that area. And on this one with the presidential debate, there is an event zone, and they made the list that you're not going to bring any kind of weapons. You're not going to bring anything to camp out and sleep on. No lumber wider than 2 inches and thicker than a quarter inch. You know, you're not going to be able to have tubing and other type materials, air rifles, pistols, BB guns, any type of fireworks and explosives, drones, any kind of amplifying equipment, umbrellas is an example, water guns, rope, chains, locks. I mean, they have made the list very detailed. And they've explained it very well, and they're going to enforce it, and that's going to stop this from escalating.
Interesting night tonight, sadly because of COVID. We've got this huge baseball game tonight. Nobody's at the Progressive Field. You got the debate. I guess there's less than 100 people ticketed as far as being specifically invited. So as far as crowd control, we don't have the, I hate to use the word normal, but you don't have the normal traffic patterns you might worry about tonight as far as getting the president and Vice President Biden in and out of the clinic. But still, you got to get them in and out safely.
Yeah, you do. And also, some of the protest groups, some of the radical groups have called for people to meet in that area, and they don't necessarily have to demonstrate right there where the presidential debate is. All they got to do is demonstrate anywhere near the area, and they're going to get the media attention they're looking for. So we know from intelligence gathering that they have called for a couple groups for people to rally in certain areas. And we're aware of it as security and as the police. And once again, the guidelines are going to be enforced. And once again, too, law enforcement isn't against people having First Amendment rights.
Right, right.
They just don't want to have violence and illegal activity.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Let's hope I don't have to call you tomorrow morning to explain what happened tonight in Cleveland. Tim, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.